Northern Virginia has the highest levels of education, but that's only one way to look at the data. Spencer Shanholz at the University of Virginia Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service says a closer look at the numbers shows something kind of surprising.
Relative to population, those areas outside of Northern Virginia are producing a considerable, significant amount more degrees and certificates relative to population than the Northern Virginia region.
And what happens to all those highly educated people? Traditionally, they've moved to Northern Virginia or other urban areas. But that might be about to change. Shannon Blevins at UVA Wise's Office of Economic Development says lots of people who want to stay in rural Virginia are about to get that chance.
So when you kind of think about rural regions being wired in the whole world of having access to the internet and broadband, it opens up plenty of opportunities that just didn't exist even 10 years ago.
Lots of young people will still head to urban areas, she says. But those people who want to stay Southside and the Southwest will be able to, thanks to the expansion of telework and broadband. That means the talent pipeline in Virginia might end up looking radically different 10 years from now. I'm Michael Pope.